This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Nepal to become center of advocacy on future of Himalayas with Sagarmatha Sambhat. Parliamentarians urge government to strengthen peace and security measures in today's parliamentary meeting. And death toll from storm in the United States rises to 34. Now the news in detail. Nepal has initiated deliberations on the future of the Himalayan and coastal regions as it gears up for the inaugural Sagarmatha Sambhat, which means Mount Everest Dialogue, scheduled for May 20 to 21. Hosted by the Nepali government, this significant event will explore 16 diverse themes under the overarching focus on climate change. The dialogue will bring together approximately 450 participants, including heads of state and government from various nations, ministers, scientists, climate research experts, representatives from national and international private sectors, subject specialists and media personnel. Invitations have already been extended to distinguished leaders from countries such as neighboring India and China, who will attend as special guests. To ensure the event's success, a steering committee chaired by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has been established alongside a management committee led by Foreign Minister Dr. Arjun Rana Dewa and co-chaired by Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Sahi Thakuri. Additionally, a secretariat coordinated by the Secretary of the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has been set up. On Sunday, the secretariat held a press conference in Kathmandu to provide updates on the program outline and ongoing preparations. Chief Secretary of the Government Ek Narayan Arial emphasized that Nepal aims to spotlight climate justice on the global stage through the discussions on the 16 climate-related themes. He highlighted that the dialogue will address preparedness for climate-induced disasters and integrate expert insights on climate change impacts from mountainous regions to the coastal areas into Nepal's national policies. Secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Amrit Bahadur Rai, noted that diplomatic missions have been actively engaged to secure the participation of prominent guests and experts from international organizations. He urged the media to play a pivotal role in amplifying the dialogue's impact, underscoring its importance as a government priority and a universal concern. The Sagarmatha Sambhat aligns with the International Year of Glaciers in 2025, a vision first announced by Prime Minister Oli. Initially planned for 2019-20 during Prime Minister Oli's earlier tenure, the event was deferred due to the COVID-19 pandemic, making this upcoming gathering a long-awaited milestone. From Sagarmatha Sambhat to the House of Representatives. The meeting of the House of Representatives is underway. In today's meeting, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is scheduled to present a proposal seeking the House to begin clause-wise discussions on the bill designed to amend some Nepal Acts related to the promotion of good governance and public service delivery 2025. Additionally, Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to present another proposal for the House to endorse the bill designed to amend some Nepal Acts related to the promotion of good governance and public service delivery 2025. Similarly, Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Balram Adhikari, will present separate proposals in today's meeting seeking clause-wise discussions on the bill to amend some Nepal Acts related to cooperatives 2025 and for the House to pass the bill. Meanwhile, lawmakers today drew the government's attention to the need for effective measures to ensure peace and security across the country. Speaking during the session of the House of Representatives, the MPs highlighted a concerning trend, noting that over the past 9 days, the bodies of 15 individuals have been found in Kathmandu Valley and various other parts of the country. They emphasized that such incidents pose a serious challenge to the state of peace and security nationwide and urged the government to take proactive steps to address the situation. The lawmakers also raised a specific incident in Bajra, where a live cow was brutally beaten and thrown into a river based on the belief that it would bring peace to a departed soul. They informed the House about this event and demanded strict action against those responsible for such inhumane acts. Additionally, MPs pointed out that citizens in various districts of the Tarai region have been raising demands for access to water, land ownership, documents, peace and security. They called on the government to address these issues and ensure proper management of these concerns. The lawmakers further pressed the government to tackle the growing problem of drug addiction by launching a nationwide campaign against drug abuse. They stressed the need for a comprehensive strategy to curb this rising menace. Lastly, the MPs urged the government to prioritize the reconstruction of physical infrastructure damaged by floods, landslides and inundation in previous years, calling for focused effort to rebuild and restore affected areas. The 46th Central Secretariat meeting of CPN-UML is taking place this afternoon. According to UML's Publicity Department Chief, Rajendra Gautam, the meeting will discuss the evolving political development and internal life of the party. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli will preside over the meeting. Five hydropower projects under construction in Magdi district have agreed to undertake the works under the corporate social responsibility. The hydropower projects being constructed in Raghuganga municipality have agreed in writing to address various demands following intense pressure from the locals. After discussions with political parties, people's representatives and locals, it was agreed to address the main demands, including upgradation of the roads, which are in dire condition, according to the locals. The 40 megawatt Rahugat, 22.5 megawatt Burukhola A, 35.5 megawatt Rahugat Mangale, 21.3 megawatt Burukhola and 48.5 megawatt Upper Rahugat hydropower projects have committed to fulfilling a list of 33 specific demands outlined in a written agreement. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news. The death toll from the powerful storm sweeping through the central and southern United States has increased to 34. The storm, accompanied by a tornado and wind gust reaching speeds of 130 kilometers per hour, along with large hail, caused significant damage in several states. Millions of Americans in high-risk areas remain under threat from tornadoes and strong winds. While the strong storm continues to move eastward, its threats persist in the Midwest and southern regions of the country. Meteorologists expect more tornadoes in Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee in the coming days. U.S. President Donald Trump has plans to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin tomorrow to discuss the ongoing war in Ukraine. According to the BBC, President Trump said talks are already underway about dividing assets between the two sides, including land and power plants. U.S. officials are hopeful a ceasefire agreement could be reached in the coming weeks after recent talks in Saudi Arabia, which Ukraine accepted. However, Russia has not yet agreed to hold fighting, with President Putin raising concerns. President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, remains optimistic about the progress. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of delaying peace efforts and warned that Moscow wants to improve its position on the battlefield before agreeing to a ceasefire. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy across the country with chances of brief thundershower in the evening, especially in the hilly areas. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Nepal to become center of advocacy on future of Himalayas with Sagarmatha Sambad. Parliamentarians urge government to strengthen peace and security measures in today's parliamentary meeting. And death toll from storm in the United States rises to 34. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.